louder and funnier. Louder and funnier. Play that thing. Louder and funnier.
Just on your tapes.
Yeah. Like, oh, I lost everything.
That's the worst. Well, let's see.
Everything I own.
Let's see if...
Up in smoke. Which meant everything the Hall of Fame owned, too. I had it all.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to ADD, the local Lawrence art and music podcast. I'm sitting here with Bill Lee. Bill, thanks for doing the podcast.
No problem.
We're going to be talking a little bit about this upcoming show at Liberty Hall. Is it just kind of like the Hall of Fame showcase of sorts?
Well, it's the induction ceremony in concert that we do annually for the Kansas Music Hall of Fame. Okay. And it's always the first Saturday in March at Liberty Hall. We do it early in the year. A lot of people think, you know, it's not a good time weather-wise for travel, but it's a good time for musicians to be available because it's not a good time for travel, and so they're not out on the road working. The Hall of Fame was organized as a not-for-profit corporation in 2004 by a board of five members, of which I was one, and then they held an election and picked me as president, and I've served in that capacity ever since. What our purpose is to honor the musicians of the past of the state of Kansas and the greater Kansas City metro area. We include all of Kansas City because there's no way to divide it.
Yeah.
You know, you get a band that's in Kansas City, and let's say there are five members and two of them live in one state, three live in the other. They work both sides of the line. They record in one, they're booked out of the other.
Yeah.
They're from Kansas City.
Yeah.
We just view it as one entity, one city.
Which, to me, you're saying this, and I'm going, I know exactly what you're talking about, but it is good to articulate that, because other people who are listening to this, out-of-towners don't understand
right. It's like there's the potential, for example, that the band Missouri will be inducted into the Kansas Music Hall of Fame.
Right.
Anyway, we had our first induction ceremonies in January of 2005 to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the opening of the Red Dog Inn, which is what Liberty Hall was 40 years ago. And that was when it became a music venue. Prior to that, when it was first built, it was an opera house. Mm-hmm. So that counts as music, but I'm thinking rock and roll and popular music.
Yeah. Boom, ding dong, 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 ding dong.
And the Music Hall of Fame is not a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A lot of people assume that it is, or even call it that. We have inducted country artists, jazz, reggae.
It's pretty eclectic when I was looking at everybody who'd been in there.
Yeah, it's a pretty broad spectrum of music. And it's because we don't want to limit ourselves to just one genre. Well, this year's kind of a strange lineup. This is the first year that we have 9 inductees this year.
Okay.
It's the first year that all of them are from different cities.
Okay.
In the past, there were always, you know, 2 or 3 from Kansas City or 2 or 3 from Lawrence or, you know, a couple from Topeka or a couple from Wichita or something like that. This year, it's 9 different cities represented. There are also 2 special inductees.
Okay.
But 5 of the 9 are garage bands.
Little Lamb, Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow.
You know, 4 or 5 guys, you know, guitars, drums, bass, maybe a keyboard player.
Sure.
So the average person, you know, in Lawrence may not have ever heard of, you know, the Moaning Glories from Wichita, who were a big band there in the mid and late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And, or the Morning Dew from Topeka. Alphabetically,
yeah,
which would start
just
with
fun.
Alita Adams,
okay,
who fairly well known,
sure,
from Kansas City, and she is unable to make it to the show because she is leaving the following morning, bright and early, for a gig in Italy. Okay, the next one on the list is Connie and the Bellhops from Pittsburgh, a rockabilly band that was one of the early rock bands in the state of Kansas, influenced a lot of subsequent groups. The late Connie Conrad was the leader of the group. He died several years ago, but a lot of the members of the band are going to make it to the show. They won't be performing, however. Then the Green River Ordnance from Emporia.
Mm-hmm.
Another garage band led by Bob Yost, who just retired from working for the city of Lawrence. And so he lives in town, has a lot of friends and fans locally, so
sure,
they're going to turn out a lot of locals for that. Then the Moaning Glories that I mentioned from Wichita, the Morning Dew from Topeka. They were probably the biggest band in Topeka back in the 60s.
Sure.
Them and the Germs probably, who we already inducted.
I'm getting tired of hanging around. Believe I'll get married. Settle down, 'cause it's so nightlife. Ow, this is born life. It's killing me.
But they had an album on a national label.
From my home.
Then there's Plain Jane. That's an interesting band because they started in Manhattan. Then moved to Topeka. Then they moved to Kansas City.
Right.
Where they stayed together for another 10 years or so. Then the Pot County Pork and Bean Band. Okay. Now, in the disco days of the mid to late 70s, mm-hmm. live music just pretty much came to a standstill because everybody was playing records.
Yeah, yeah.
DJs! Yeah. You know, you don't have to have a band. You can have a guy play the original hits by the original artist. It's the beat. You know, and club owners went, yay! Yeah. We don't have to pay four or five guys. We can pay one guy. Yeah. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody liked that. And especially musicians. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were out of work.
Ooh, felt like a Monday. Do believe I could have slept till 3. Ooh, felt like a Friday night. I'm in the city.
The Pot County guys were able to get around that because the one kind of music that still was able to hang in live was country.
Sure.
And so as a country-flavored rock band, they were able to find work. Rock-flavored country bands were able to do the same thing. It was like those were the only guys that were working in those days. But anyway, Pot County Pork and Bean Band, big, they were actually from St. Mary's, played a lot in Lawrence, both at what's now Liberty Hall, and it went through some name changes back during that era, and what is now the Bottleneck, which back then was the Off the Wall Hall.
Wine's in the cellar, keys in the lock. Get the party rolling, let's rock, rock, rock. Drink a wine, booty, booty, make a wine. I'm drinking wine, booty, booty, make a wine. I'm drinking wine, booty, booty, make a wine. Well, let's have a party tonight. Wine, wine, wine.
Wrapping up the list. Oh, no, not quite wrapping up the list. Then Vernon Sandusky from Edna, Kansas, down in southeast Kansas. Near Coffeyville. Vernon was actually inducted last year as a member of Bobby Poe and the Poe Cats, which was another early rockabilly band from Coffeyville that went on to some national success.
She was just 17. Ain't no what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond.
And then last but not least, a band that sells out Liberty Hall every time they have a reunion, which they do every 2 years, is Tree Frog.
Oh, yeah.
And
crazy
so,
for them.
And they're going to be closing the show
this
Saturday for us. And so, Lynn Piller from Richard's Music is a member of that band. And
a man's got to soothe his soul with something more than rock and roll. Cold showers are getting mighty old. So if you read my thought here and see just what I caught, you know exactly how I feel. 'Cause I'm warm.
hula. And I don't know what to do right now. I wish I was with you right now. I never thought a man could get this way.
Okay,
found it.
Okay, one
a,
thing that people ask all the time is, where is it? Mm-hmm. Well, the answer is online.
Ah, yes.
And one of the reasons for that is, there are two main reasons for that. One of them is, as I mentioned, 4 years ago, I lost everything in a fire. I had a huge collection of music, posters, pictures, all kinds of stuff, memorabilia, that I was basically donating to the Hall of Fame to start its collection. It's gone. So if I had a building, what would I put in it?
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It'd be an empty building. So that's part of the problem. In addition to the fact that we don't have enough stuff to put in a building right now, we don't have enough money to pay somebody to be there,
operate,
to pay the utilities. Yeah. You know, they'll give us free rent.
Right.
Here's an empty space we have. Why don't you come and fill it? But it's like, okay, does that mean that we don't have to pay for, you know, electricity?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no. We can't do that.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
Simple as it seems, I grow tired by the day. The vows and the rings mean little anyway. We are too much into sex.
And our major fundraiser is the show that on every year.
It's nice to come here. It's nice to come here. It's nice to come here and play. I want to do another new song. Can I do another new song? I actually tried to do this song last summer on tour, and I totally forgot the second verse. Just right out of my head, and no one could help me because they didn't know the song. Because it was new.
What drew you into wanting to work with this organization?
I'm actually the one that wanted to start it.
Okay.
And I wanted to start it several years before I did this. Most of my adult life was spent in radio. I was playing somebody else's music because I am not a musician. I have owned two guitars, never learned to play either one of them. I play air drums occasionally.
We're gonna take a trip, children, that is. Come on. Give me a little bass over there. Find it. It's one of the four strings. Take me home, here we go.
anyway, one of the things that I always tried to do when I was in radio, because I spent most of my time as a program director or music director, I got to decide what music got played. And I always believed in supporting local musicians. So if somebody put out a record, my station would play it. Mm-hmm. If no one else played it, we played it.
Sure.
We might not play it very long. We, you know, just give it a few spins, give them some exposure. Depending upon how good it was, it may or may not last and make it into the oldies file.
Sure.
And some did. There were local bands here in Lawrence, for example, that had releases on national labels. And while they, you know, didn't have big hits nationally, the Fabulous Flippers, for example, did a version of all over the plains.
Sure.
You know, from Canada to Mexico, from the Rockies to the Mississippi River, this song was number one. I was a fan of local music.
Yeah.
A lot, like I said, a lot of these songs didn't make it into the oldies file.
Right.
I took them home. I was a record collector. I, you know, record labels would give me, you know, as many records as I wanted, you know, whether they were any good or not. And so for a while I was into tonnage, but then I got tired of moving that stuff. Vinyl was heavy. I mean, CDs are bad enough, but vinyl was ridiculous. At one point, I had 20,000 albums, you know, a wall of music.
Oh, yeah, one peach crate full of records will break your back.
Anyway, I, you know, had all this stuff, and I finally decided that the secret was specialization, you know. So I got rid of a lot of the crap.
Right.
And decided that I was going to collect Kansas and Kansas City music. And so I amassed a pretty decent collection of that over the about the period of 20 to 30 years.
Oh, baby. Dedicated to all the pretty girls, all the pretty girls in the world, and the ugly girls too. But to me, you're pretty anyway, baby.
You used to write poetry to girls when I was young, and then I started writing short stories, and finally I decided that I was going to write a book about Kansas and Kansas City music, which I did in 1999. 11 years ago. Hard to believe.
Can you believe it?
Yeah. I should have been an English teacher. Okay, really? I read books on grammar and punctuation for fun.
I gotcha.
So that led me to contact with the Nebraska Hall of Fame and the Iowa Hall of Fame. One of the things that I noticed was that they were inducting bands from Kansas because we had better bands than they did.
Hey mama, what you gonna do? Hey mama, just look a little fool. Just jump in the kitchen. So she'll get a licking from Louie.
Frequently, like the Flippers that I mentioned, if there was a Flippers dance in Shadron, Nebraska, there would be more kids at that dance than there were people living in Shadron.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they'd come miles away.
So right now, let's go to kind of a novel thing called Hot Cross Buns.
And I decided that if we had the best bands, then we should have a Hall of Fame of our own. So, a few years go by, and Yahoo starts having these groups. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, it's beyond a chat room.
Right. You join it.
You can join it and
get updates.
And people, you know, post emails and they go out to everybody. Mm-hmm. So I started one on Kansas and Kansas City First Generation Rockers.
I don't want to lose the good thing.
People started joining. The topic of a Hall of Fame came up. We decided to write some bylaws and incorporate, and we did it. Paid the fee, and we were real.
Yeah, and then you existed. You came into existence.
And then we had to decide what we were going to do.
Sure.
And so the logical thing was to celebrate that 40th anniversary of the Red Dog.
David, girl, get on your way. I'm on my own, you don't need to stay. The things for you I used to do and say. I got to thinking that they just don't pay.
Is there anything else that you want to throw out there? I mean, as far as...
We do have a website that I encourage people to check out, which is ksmusichalloffame.org, O-R-G, because we are an organization. If you go there, you will see highlights of the previous induction shows. You'll see bios of the inductees and information on how you can become a voting member. You can help select next year's inductees. The only two requirements to be inducted are to have first performed at least 25 years ago live.
Okay.
And to have contributed significantly. Here's this the nice abstract to the history of the music of Kansas.
Okay.
Who said I see walking through these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf would want.
A lot of people are eligible. You know, I get emails or phone calls or letters from, you know, little bands that I've never heard of all the time asking why they haven't been inducted. And I point out that we haven't gotten around to inducting Charlie Parker or Count Basie yet either.
Yeah.
But in part because we'd rather induct guys that are still alive.
Yeah.
And we'd rather induct older guys who aren't going to be alive much longer.
Recognition.
You know, give them some recognition while they're still around. They can enjoy it. The younger guys are going to be around for a while. You know, they can wait.
From Lawrence, Kansas, the home of the University of Kansas, the teepee proudly presents the Common Cheros.
You know, statistically, not all of them will make it, but hey,
yeah, that's life.
You know, that's life. We've lost several inductees within a year after their induction.
Yeah.
I do a weekly newsletter that members receive and inductees receive. They're, when they are inducted, they become members automatically. But the weekly newsletter has an MP3 attachment
awesome.
Every week
okay.
of choice obscure music that
sure.
Most of which is not available anywhere else.
Sure.
Pretty good collection.
The digital, you know, we can share. A
yeah,
more
well,
now.
When the fire took every, you know, the hard copies of stuff, I had a lot of the music backed up on an external hard drive that
awesome.
Someone else had.
Yeah.
And so I was able to retrieve that.
Where was that actually, though? Where was
the fire?
Yeah.
Boardwalk Apartments. Biggest fire in Lawrence since
Lawrence.
The Quantrill trade. There's a quote that's been attributed to several people. It actually came from Duke Ellington, which is there are only two kinds of music. There's good music and bad music. And that's true of every kind
yeah.
of music.
Yeah.
You know, there's good polka and bad polka. There's
sure.
good Dixieland or
right.
bad Dixieland.
Right. No, I totally agree.
And there was good disco and there was bad disco.
Yeah.
Boy, that was... That's the first time I remember everybody jumping on a bandwagon.
I'm gonna hate myself in the morning. I'm gonna hate myself, I know. I'm gonna hate myself.
And this really doesn't have much to do with the Hall of Fame, but
sure
it has to do with music.
Yeah.
Is too many new bands think that they have to only do original material. Some people play guitars very well. Some people play drums very well. Some people play keyboards very well. Some people sing very well. Some people write songs very well. Some people can actually do all of those.
Mm-hmm.
Most people can't. Most okay. people can't even come close.
Yeah.
Original is not a synonym for good.
Yeah.
You know, when I was young, I remember some cover bands the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Who.
Why don't we give out just the one more time? We'll give out the. So is it March 6th? Is that when the
okay.
show is?
Okay. The show is. Okay, the acoustic show and that unplugged thing is at Patio Quigley's on Friday, okay. which is March 5th. Okay. The following night, the big show at Liberty Hall downtown starts at 7. It'll run, we hope, until about 11 or 11:30. With the lineup we have, we could end up being there past midnight. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's at Liberty Hall.
Liberty Hall. And I should know their address, but I don't. Everybody in the Liberty Hall is.
Like yeah.
Yeah. And
right on.
And they have tickets there, and they can also be purchased with credit cards at Ticketmaster.com, but there's a service charge.
Okay.
That anybody that's ever bought tickets through Ticketmaster is aware of.
All right. Well, go out and see this show. Support the Kansas Music Hall of Fame. Bill, thanks for doing this. And let's do a little high five over the internet. Yeah. And again, you're listening to ADD. This is the local Lawrence Art and Music Podcast. This is Jason Barr signing off. Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. The dark days are done and the bright days are here. So sincere, oh, sunny one so true, I love you.
Although most jazz buffs have known about these recording sessions, few have had the privilege of hearing any of them, and even fewer the fortune to own the recordings.